Hi there, and welcome back to Habits into Health. We're here for another episode. This is Michael Ann Connolly, and I am your habit change agent. I am also a holistic therapist and a coach, and I host this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. So if you are feeling stuck about a habit that is not serving you, or if you care about someone else whose habit is not serving them or you, the Habits into Health approach can help you in some new ways. We're talking 21st century here. There's a lot of stuff out there about motivation and change that dates back to the 19th century, frankly, and it's way out of date. The truth is that habits are a complex pattern that develops over time. There's a lot of hidden layers that block change, and here we are trying to deal with it on the surface. In this show, we focus on making your hidden habits visible. And this works whether you're dealing with your own habit or whether you have a habit of being preoccupied about somebody else's habit. Now, one basic thing that we do in this show is we really focus on a kindness approach. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today in a different way. We've been discussing the change process. And the last few episodes, I've been encouraging you to trust an indirect approach to dealing with your habit. So it's like all of those motivational things that go back to the 19th century are often a direct approach. And today, we are going to address this by sending the whole strategy of willpower down the drain. It is long past time to say goodbye to this useless idea that change happens by pressuring yourself, by working it hard, that it happens through using willpower. Stay curious until we get to the other side of this week's Habits into Health practice, which is coming up right now. I usually like to offer a little bit of introduction to the exercise because this may be your first time listening. The practices that we do are an opportunity for you to actually experience an indirect approach to your own changes. You get to teach yourself through your experience, not through your ideas about how it should be done. And we are not working on fixing something that's wrong or curing something that's bad. That may happen as a side effect, but these exercises are designed to do something much more fundamental, which is to reorganize your whole way of influencing your own actions. The more you do it, the more you empower yourself to handle whatever life puts in front of you. So, today's exercise, we're actually going to do something that's a little related to our topic. You may be familiar with a certain breed of dog called a pointer dog. Pointer dogs, Labradors, Irish Setters, those are just examples, are dogs that were bred for a specific kind of task, to point toward the game that hunters wanted to shoot. These breeds do something very specific. They point, they freeze, they direct their attention in a very clear way, and they rigidify and freeze their bodies. So let's do the pointer dog exercise. From wherever you are, if you can do this safely, look at a point in front of you. It could be a tree or a picture, a book on a shelf, just anything. Just focus your attention on that object. Or actually, it could be a person too, so focus your attention on a person. And look in a very hard way, like really try to see in front of you. And notice as you do that, how are you using the muscles of your face? How do you direct your eyes toward that point that you're looking at? What happens inside your mouth? You might even notice how you're using yourself in your neck, in your throat, your whole head, maybe stiffening, in the direction of this thing or person that you were focusing your attention on. What is that like to really focus, to drill in? You're going to look at it, you're going to be there closer, even if you're not moving there closer. Consider that. Now, what happens if you back off from that kind of holding point? What happens around your eyes, inside your mouth, with your nose? Can you soften something in your throat, in the back of your neck? Now take a break for a moment from that and point again. Direct your focus, direct your attention, and notice, how are you in your back? Or even your chest, your arms. What's happening all the way down to your toes? Now, it might be different for you than the person who's doing it in another part of the world. Don't be too concerned about that. The focus is, how are you doing it? And then what happens when you back off from that? What is your experience in the world when you soften from being on point? So let's have you keep this in our topic today, because we're going to be talking about willpower, which is a way that human beings pressure themselves to be on point about meeting a goal. And it is not the most effective way to get there. First, let's have a little station ID. You are listening to Habits into Health, and this is a weekly podcast. My name is Michael Ann Conley. Lately, I've been inviting folks to let me know what you think about what works for you and how I can improve. So I've created a survey, and I invite you to come to habitsintohealth.com. There's a link for the survey. And I'm also going to be starting a couple of other surveys that you can check out. I'll be posting them on Facebook at habits.into.health. And by the way, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for Habits Into Health at the iTunes store. Okay, so let's discuss our topic. And I want to go back to that exercise and the concept of willpower. Trying to use willpower can work in the short term. Even a pointer dog doesn't stay fixated on the game forever. The problem with willpower is that it's very difficult to sustain that kind of pressure for very long. Long-term change calls for something a little bit different. Now, when you did the exercise, and you focused on a point or a person in front of you, did you notice what changed in your eyes? For many people, there's a stiffening in the eyes to try to reach in some way to grab for whatever it is that you're looking toward. That's what a pointer dog does when it's doing its job. But it's not necessarily the best way to create change, because it's so difficult to sustain. The other piece about willpower is that it's a cultural concept that relates to all those motivational ideas that came up back in the 19th century, and particularly in the 20th century. And that's the idea that in order to change something, all you have to do is grow your motivation. And if you're motivated enough, then something's going to change. Well then, if nothing changes, does that mean you're not motivated? That's the implication. And that's problematic, because it turns out habit change research that's been done over the last 15, 20 years pretty much shows that motivation is a very poor indicator of the change process. As I mentioned in the last few weeks, It's far more important to find a trigger for your habit and to identify that as a beginning of a change process, rather than trying to pressure yourself to feel really motivated to get there. That's a pointer dog approach. I really want to encourage you this week to consider the possibility of softening your approach to the change process. And that includes your belief that all you have to do is believe, and if you believe hard enough, if you try through your mind, that it's going to create change. Willpower simply isn't enough. Action is the key, but a particular kind of action that isn't a pointer dog action, because you will wear yourself out. And that's why going around the edges of your habit first is a really effective way to do that. And I'll give you an example. I knew someone who had started smoking again, and he was really, really puzzled about why, after so many years, he had gotten hooked back in so easily. Well, there is a biochemical process that goes on with nicotine, and we can't deny that. This isn't entirely psychological, and that's true about a lot of habits. But the other piece is that he was trying to get back to his non-smoking self by anchoring through his mind. If I just try hard enough, if I just think about this, if I just figure this out, if I try to understand it, that's going to help. Well, instead, I walked him through uncovering the ritual that was associated with smoking, and that include finding the trigger. And over time, even using a cigarette as an anchor, he was able to discover the psychological and emotional piece that was associated with returning to smoking. He was able to give himself permission to be okay using a patch. He didn't want to use a patch. He thought it was a sign of weakness. But he was able to give himself permission to soften his approach. It made it a heck of a lot easier to step back into his non-smoking self. Now, that's just an example, and it can apply to any habit. So this week, how about practicing a little bit of this exercise? When you notice that you're just stuck in the middle of your habitual behavior, or if you wake up after, that's okay too. Be attentive to how much you're pressuring yourself to get there through willpower. And then notice the muscularity of that. Use your muscular actions to guide you. Let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to go to willpower. Notice and observe what happens. It can be a really powerful way to create your changes. I'm going to sign off for now. If you have a habit that is creating problems for you, that isn't serving you, or if someone you know has a behavior that is creating difficulties, then come to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And it can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. You'll also find my podcasts on the website, other articles and resources, and my occasional blog. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling so out of control over your unhealthy habits, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.